Tanya's in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's going on with your boyfriend, Gary?
Oh, okay. So I have to tell you a little bit about Gary before I explain to you the situation. But he's actually never been one for Christmas. Usually he gets gifts for me, but he doesn't really have the spirit of the season or anything. He's actually sort of a Grinch. I don't know.
I can relate.
But this all changed this year when they decided to do a secret Santa at his work, and he just became all kinds of into Christmas. And I ended up seeing the name of the person that he got, and it ends up being this really cute girl.
Ooh.
I stalked her on Facebook. You definitely would, too.
You're right.
The plot thickens.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Preach.
Look through every picture.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's been shopping all the time. He spends time wrapping gifts at home. It's just ridiculous.
And you think it's because of the one Secret Santa gift that he has to buy for this coworker who is attractive?
Yes.
You give gifts every day. And then there's a big gift at the end of the week.
Oh.
He's taking it so seriously.
Mm.
And I just need to know if something serious is actually going on.
I feel you, girl.
Okay, so we're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company. She's going to offer up a dozen long-stemmed red roses. And then we'll see who Gary sends them to, okay?
I don't trust Gary.
Be very quiet while this is all happening, okay, Tanya?
Yes.
Shelley, are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Gary?
This is he.
Hi, Gary. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Hey, good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Just want to preface this by saying I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, okay. That's great.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'll take that.
So let's just start with the card. What would you
okay,
like for it to say?
Can I just make it from somebody and leave it? The blank, leave the two-part blank.
Oh, like anonymous?
Yeah. Well, no, I want to make it from, from your Secret Santa.
Really? Your Secret Santa? 3 years with me and now you have the Christmas spirit? You're really a dick, Gary. I can't believe this.
Okay, hang on.
What is this?
Hey, Gary, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's something we call War of the Roses, and you were just about to send roses to somebody as their Secret Santa. I imagine it was not Tanya.
Absolutely not.
No, but Tanya, it's not what you think. It's because it's this work thing I got going on.
Of course it is. Tell me you were going to send those to me. Go ahead and lie to me. We have spent 3 years pulling teeth for you to even get a tree, to hang a light, to hang a f***ing ornament, to watch Rudolph. But now you love Christmas. Now you're Secret Santa?
It's anonymous. She doesn't even know it's me. I was just getting this for a Secret Santa gift for work, and I was to save money. It was just
the last Secret Santa gift. Honestly, Gary, I should have known not to date a Gary. Take that money and shove it up your chimney.
Wow, she is.
She's got the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Gary.
It was.
Not to trust a Gary.
She's kind of right on that.
That is, without question, the funniest thing I've ever heard on any War of the Roses we have ever done in my entire life.
Yeah.